doing what you like what you do, and life is good. My son sent me a cup, and on that cup was printed that statement. Here's Dr. Herbert L. Wiley, Dean of the University of Healing, with instant illumination. Do what you like what you do, and life is good. Now, sort of a interesting statement. Do what you like what you do, and life is good. At the University of Healing here, we share with everyone that be yourself and have fun. Whoever you really are, be that and enjoy it. Because whether you like it or not, that's exactly what you're doing. You're being yourself and having fun. You're doing whatever it is that pleases you. If you didn't, you would absolutely destroy yourself. If people went through life not doing what they really like to do, they would utterly destroy themselves in every possible way. And, of course, there are a few people. And please let me assure you, these are the minority. There are a few people who take drugs, a few people who drink, a few people who live wild and reckless lives, a few people who seem to have a killer instinct against themselves. And this is a very teensy-weensy, minor number of people compared to the population of the world. And these people, for some reason, have a mental attitude that says, destroy, destroy, destroy. And you look at them and you think, my, what nice-looking people, what wonderful people. Why would they have that idea of destroy, destroy, destroy? Why would they have that idea? And if you start wondering why people have an idea for doing anything that they do, then you live a very confused life. Because you'll come up with all sorts of psychological reasons why people do things. You'll come up with all sorts of indications in their life that would have brought them to the program that they've established for themselves. But what is it that is good for you? Well, do what you like what you do, and life is good, the statement says. Okay? If that's what the statement says, why does the statement say that? Why does the statement say that life is good? Well, we have the opportunity to take any direction we like in our life. Nobody's going to tell us that we can't. They'll tell us what they think we should do, but nobody can tell us that we can't take a particular direction. Because the moment they tell us we can't take that direction, we're going to go take it. We're very obstinate in our attitude because we don't like to be told what to do. The best teacher in the world is the example. The teacher who is a living example of what they believe and what they share is the best teacher in the world. They teach the most positive, dynamic, useful philosophy. When you like what you do and do what you like, life is good for you, and you're doing the things that make you happy. You're doing the things that you are believing in, and you're living it every moment of your life. You're living it and enjoying it and thrilling to it, and life is so good. It is so wonderful, so rewarding, and so fantastic, but only because that is where your direction is. Now, what direction do you want for your life? What direction do you want for your world? Do you want a direction that is going to bring you destruction? Well, there's no reason you can't have that. That's just fine. Do you want a direction that's going to bring you improvement, enjoyment? You want a direction that's going to bring you closer and closer to the idea, the fulfillment, the recognition of bliss in your life? Would you like to have bliss in your life? Well, then that's where you think. That's where your thoughts are. That's what you'd like to do. Do you think of bliss at all times? What is bliss? Bliss is a word that we have thrown out at ourselves like it's a piece of candy, and we have never tasted it. It's an elusive piece of candy, that's for sure. And you can't grab a hold of it, and you can't lick it, and you can't taste it, and you can't smell it, and you really can't even see it. And you say, I'd like bliss. Well, good for you. But think of what bliss means. Bliss means happiness. Bliss means contentment. Bliss means fulfillment. Bliss means doing what you like to do and having all the fun in the world doing it. And doing what you like to do is the thing that brings you the most kudos from all the world. All the world says, bravo, congratulations, wonderful. It's not necessarily doing what other people want to do. When Obama took office, he didn't take office because he was doing the things that everybody wanted to do. He was doing the things that needed to be done and that would bring about a magic attitude in life if he were able to pull it off. And he's certainly doing quite well at shaking a lot of boats and bringing a lot of action. He's not getting all the attention right now that he had at the beginning, but that'll come. He's put his causes in motion, and if he brings about one-tenth of whatever it is that he put in motion, he will be truly a magic man. One-tenth. Now, that's true of us. If we can just put in one-tenth of what it means to be blissful, and because we say we'd like bliss, if we can put in one-tenth of what it means to say we're a very happy person, if we could just be content, my goodness, how happy we would be. Now, if we could just be wealthy, how happy we would be. If we could just be healthy, how happy we would be. Any one of these things is just a tiny portion of the all, but it's working in the right direction. So, when we want to experience our highest and best, when we want to experience being what we sell, do what I like what I do, and know that life is good. If I want to go that direction, then I take my attention away from reading the negative things in the newspapers and magazines and listening to them on radio and television. I stop listening to other people doing naughty things and think that's an interesting story. I stop looking at the world and seeing nature doing whatever it's doing and call it good or bad. And I start looking at nature and call it good and empower nature to be beneficial in all areas of my life. I see nature in my area peaceful, calm, loving, wonderful. I see nature in my area giving the gentle rain that nourishes the ground and the crops and brings about all glorious things. I encourage everything that is good and beautiful. Yes, I do. They've learned how to seed the heavens. The Indians have often prayed that the god of rain would bring the water to their parched earth. And they were not too successful. Oh, occasionally it worked. But they were not too successful because most of them did not believe it. Most of them were thinking that that's just some silly thing, and okay, we'll go along with the dance, and we'll go along with the game, but it's a silly thing. And so then along comes science, and we try to force-feed this situation by putting the iodide crystals into the clouds and have them drop their rain when we want them to or not. And we think how wonderful that is. Yes, the Russians have been doing that for years very successfully to keep the snow off of the city because they spend such a great amount of money for plowing their streets and taking care of their property. Well, now, how wonderful that is. How wonderful it is. Now, what is the Eidad crystal? It is merely a thought. What is the idea of being able to fly up above the clouds and drop those crystals on the cloud and have the cloud rain before it gets to a place or after it gets to a place or whenever they want it to do? Those are thoughts. Those are thoughts and thoughts that manifested themselves in that particular way. But what about us? What are we doing with our thoughts? Are we thinking blissful thoughts so that we will have blissful experiences in our life? Do we think of peace on earth? Do we think of goodwill toward men? Do we think of our original purity and integrity? Do we think of our divine reality? Do we think of wholeness at all times? Well, perhaps my message is not to be done at this moment. The message that the great philosophers and psychologists and theologians have given over the years have always been consistent and true, but only when people followed them, and if you would really study that, you'd find out that's true. Only when people followed the message of these great theologians and philosophers did anything good happen in their life. Anyone who lived by the teachings of Jesus the Christ has lived a magnificent life, a life filled with all that is good and beautiful. But the thing is, we don't live by that. He said, let the morrow take care of itself. He said, now is the acceptable time for all good. He said, speak your word, think your thought. That's where it is. That's so powerful and so wonderful and so magnificent and so great if we would just put it into practice for ourselves in every area. And it'll go on like this perhaps forever for humans, because humans want to say that they're humans. And the minute the human says it's divine and practices that, lives it, believes it, knows it, then all that divine means is realized in their life. Can you be a great theologian, a great philosopher? Can you be a great thinker now? Can you be a great psychologist now? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But it means the silly little statement, I do what I like, and I like what I do, and life is good. Silly little statement. Silly little statement, but so powerful, so meaningful, so significant, but it can change our life. If any one of us could live our life even in 20%, 50% of the teachings of Jesus, we would live a magnificent life filled with every good thing. And perhaps that's why so many people on earth, the greatest, largest number, the majority of people on earth, are experiencing happy, fulfilled, rewarding lives. And many of these people never knew Jesus. They never knew the teachings of that master. But they knew the teachings of their master, the one that dwells in their own heart. And they listened to that indwelling teacher, and they followed what it has to say, and they will not be touched by the outer. They go around living in their ideal world, living according to their original purity and integrity, living in their magnificence. And as they live this way, they are happy indeed. And think about it. Really think about it. The majority of the people on earth are happy people. The majority of the people on earth are successful people, are content people. The majority of the people on earth like themselves and like all of the world in which they live. This is a better way for us to think about. It's a better way for us to think about ourselves and life in general. We are part of that majority. We are part of that majority. That's why we're listening to a talk such as this. We are that majority. Now, as that majority, let's live our life so dynamically, so choice-driven, that we say to ourselves all the time, life is good. And indeed, life is good. Have a wonderful day, and with me know life is good. As I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.